我们读新约圣经的时候，很大一部分的圣经是保罗写的。
As we read the New Testament, many of the books are written by Apostle Paul.
所以借着读保罗的书信，我们对这个人啊，外邦人的使徒保罗有更多的了解。
As we read the letters from the Paul, as we know more of this apostle to the Gentiles.
那我们今天读的这一段呢，是从哥林多前书出来的。
Today we're reading the book is come from 1 Corinthians.
是保罗专门写信到哥林多教会给他们的信中的一部分。
It's part of the letter that Paul wrote to the church of Colossians.
当保罗这个传福音旅行到第二次的时候，他到了哥林多这个地方。
As his second ministry journey, he stopped at the city of Corinthians.
他本来并不想在这个地方久留。
Originally, he was not planned to stay long.
但是这个时候呢，神亲自向他显现，告诉他说：“不要怕，只管讲，因为在这城里还有很多属于我的百姓。
God spoke to himself, that do not be fear and stay and preach the gospel.
”所以保罗听了主的吩咐，他就留下来，而且一留留了18个月。
And he obeyed God's command and he stayed for 18 months.
在这里忠心的传讲，果然啊，神把得救的人一个一个带到他的面前。
And he faithfully preached the gospel one by one. God led the people to
慢慢的，哥林多教会被建立起来。
And slowly the church was established.
哥林多是一个蛮富有的地方。
The city of Corinthian is full of wealth.
交通方便，商业发达。
And have a very good traffic lead to there. Have a good commerce.
但是我们注意到，保罗在哥林多传福音的时候呢，他同时还要去支帐篷，还有一份工作。
We know that while he was there, preached the gospel, he continued to make tent.
虽然教会被建立起来了，但是这个教会好像并没有在经济上支持保罗。
As though the church was established, but the church did not give support financially to Paul.
保罗也不收啊，哥林多教会给他的奉献。
And he refused to take collections from them.
到一个地步啊，神是派了北边马其顿、腓立比那边的教会的人来供应他经济上的需要。
To the point, the church from the north actually gave some financial support to him.
但保罗很爱哥林多教会。
But Paul loved this church deeply.
怎么看出来的呢？
How can you see?
他虽然离开了哥林多，后来第三次旅行的时候到了以弗所。
Although he left the church of Corinthians and when his third journey, he went to Ephesus.
他到了以弗所，到了其他的地方服事，他一心还惦记着哥林多这个地方哈，他开始跟同工一起建立的这个教会。
Although he went to other cities, his heart was have a strong tie with the church.
他在以弗所期间，他还专程去跑到这个哥林多去探访当地的教会。
When he was in Ephesus, he went back to visit the church.
不是一次啊，两次。
Twice.
而且呢，在这期间，他一共写了4封信给这个教会。
And in that time period, he wrote 4 letters to the church.
其中2封是留下来了，留在圣经里面，叫《哥林多前书》和《哥林多后书》。
The first and second Corinthians have remained in the Bible.
所以，当大家了解这些的背景的时候，大家就能够体会到保罗对这个哥林多教会那样一种深切的一种的爱。
As you know the background, then you knew that he has a deep love, affection for the church.
所以，当我们今天读这一段经文的时候，提醒我们哈，作为神所差派、所呼召的这位保罗，他是怎么服侍主的？
As we read these scriptures, we can see how Paul himself served God.
他来到一个教会，他是如何忠心向着神给他的呼召，过程当中会遇到各种各样的问题哈，但是他不放弃的，一直的照着神的引导去服侍。
As you can see, he's faithfully follow God's command, although he encounter obstacles.
而且借着这些的经文，我们可以去体会啊，这样一个忠心服侍主的保罗，他的行为 也包括他的心情啊，他在这样的服事过程当中，他心里都在想什么。
As he served God, we can see what his attitude, what is his on his mind.
我们去年的这个会员大会哈，大家一起做了这个决定哈，我们准备要聘请第二位的传道人。
As our last congregation meeting, the end of the year, we decide we're going to invite, find a second a pastor.
过去这几个星期的祷告会哈，大家也一起同心的为这件事情来祷告。
At the past few prayer meeting, we pray unitedly for this purpose.
我们想到的圣经的经文是马太福音第九章三十八节。
And as the Bible verse from Matthew's 9:38 remind us.
所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
As you need to earnestly pray the God of harvest to send laborers.
我们照着这句话来顺着神的这个吩咐来祷告，求神来差派传道人来到我们当中。
As we follow the scripture that we earnestly pray God send his servant.
当然我们要用我们的方法去找啊，去 interview 啊，去面试等等哈，但是我们希望最终来到我们当中服事的传道人是神所差派的传道人。
Although we use our method to seek and to look, but we ask finally is God send his servant.
第二个呢，我们同心祷告哈，让我们教会的弟兄姐妹，全教会的弟兄姐妹都一起来祷告哈，一起来预备我们的心。
Second, we pray that we have a united heart to pray for this.
另外也为我们的聘牧委员会的同工来祷告。
And also, we ask you to pray for the pastoral seeking committee's members.
当我们祷告说求神预备我们的心来领受神要加给我们的恩典的时候，我们要回想啊，神的心是什么。
As we pray that we ask him to give us his grace, we needed to know what is on God's heart.
我们也要了解神所差派的传道人所具有的那个品质应该是什么。
We needed to know what kind of characters God's servant ought to have.
所以今天借着我们对于保罗他的服事的了解。
So today, through dive down deep to understand Paul's ministry,
预备我们众弟兄姐妹的心
to prepare our heart,
也提醒我们，我们在服事主的时候，神所看重、所喜悦的是什么样的样式。
Also serve as a reminder what God paying attention and emphasize the attitude we have while serving.
所以今天这一段哈，可以很清楚、很容易的分成两个段落。
Today's scripture can be easily divided into two paragraphs.
第一段哈，从十九节到二十三节的经文，保罗反复的跟我们讲一件事情，他人生的目的到底是什么？他做这一切事情的动机到底是什么
？The first paragraph is of verse 19 to 23. Paul repeatedly showed us what his purpose.Of his life.
从二十四节到二十七节，他就告诉我们说他是怎么做的。既然他明白了神给他的托付，他是怎么竭力的为主去摆上，完成神给他的托付的。
And verse 24 to 27, Paul demonstrated how he actually took action.
所以，当我们了解了刚才我们讲的这个哥林多教会，保罗在哥林多教会的服事的时候，我们不得不问一个问题：说保罗做这一切都图什么呢？
As we read the Paul's ministry in the Church of Colossians, we want to ask, what's the purpose? What's his goal?
他在服事当中吃了这么多的苦。
He encountered many sufferings.
他心中也有惧怕。
He also had fear.
这是为什么主显现的时候跟他讲的第一句话说，你不要怕。
That's why when God revealed himself, the first thing he said to Paul is, do not fear.
面临哥林多教会、哥林多社会的各种的压力、各种的乱象，他要在那里忠心服事，会面临各种各样的压力。
Facing the chaos, in the church and the society, he will feel lots of pressure.
哇，那个在哥林多城里，那拜偶像拜的那么厉害。
The city of Corinth is an idol worship city.
这些听了福音进入教会以后的人，他们要经历深刻的对付、生命的更新、脱去偶像的崇拜，才能够全然的归向这位神。
The people who entered into church, they need deep revival and renewal of life to make a change.
在这个过程当中，保罗不仅要忍受外在的这种的痛苦，身体上的痛苦，他还要忍受心灵当中的这些在成长过程当中的哥林多教会给了他很多的苦头吃。
In the duration, Paul not only have to suffer the exterior body suffering, also within his heart he has to face the suffering within the church.
他吃这么多的外在内在的这些的苦头，各种各样的苦头，他却不放弃的持续的在这里服侍主，他吐的是什么？
He did not give up, although he encountered many difficulties. Why?
有人指责他是图财。
Some people accuse him for the purpose of wealth.
这是哥林多教会那个处在那个环境当中的一种的风气。
That is the environment at that time.
这个在罗马帝国他们是希腊的文化，在希腊文化当中，他们很崇尚那些有口才的演讲家呀，很有学问的那些哲学家。
In the Roman Empire, under the influence of Greek culture, they greatly admire people who have eloquent speech, have a knowledgeable.
所以那些很有钱的人，他们会花大价钱支持这个奉献给那些有口才的人。
The people who had wealth will support the eloquent speakers.
好像支持这些名人，他们也跟着沾了一些光。
They feel like they also partake the fame.
所以保罗很了解哥林多这个社会这个城市的文化，所以他在这种环境当中，他有意的避开，避免让人认为他传福音是为了敛财。
He knew that culture, so he purposefully tried to avoid the people accuse him to collect wealth.
所以因此那个哥林多教会的人，也可能包括哥林多城里的一些人就觉得保罗不是真使徒。
The people in the church, perhaps in the city, were thinking that he was not the true apostle.
他们就小瞧保罗，说他可能是没什么水平。
So they actually looked down upon him.
你看别人，他们有口才，他们到处演讲，他们就可以有很好的生活。保罗还要在那里支帐篷，还要在那里打工。
They thought all the people, the eloquent speakers, will get support, but Paul has to make tent support himself.
特别是当保罗看到耶路撒冷城遭饥荒有困难的时候，他在各地的这个外邦的教会来兴起捐款的时候，这个时候哥林多教会的人就更有话讲了。
When he see the church in Israel needed help, so he rallied up all the church from all areas to support them.
所以保罗在写哥林多前书、哥林多后书的时候，花了很大的精力跟教会的弟兄姐妹解释，我所做的一切不是为了敛财。
So as he's in the book of First, Second Corinthians, he spent lots of energy to tell the people, "I'm not here to collect wealth."
他说我要夸一件事情，就是在哥林多这个地方的人，他们听福音、信福音、得到耶稣的好处是不用花钱的。
I will boast the people who hear the gospel will not cost them anything.Financially.
有些人指责保罗说他是在这里为了图名。
Some other people accuse him to his seeking for fame.
所以在哥林多教会，当有人不喜欢保罗，可能不喜欢他讲道，不喜欢他做事的方式，有些人在教会里面就说我是属彼得的。
So when people dislike his the way of doing things, they will tell everybody that I belong to Apostle Peter.
有些人呢喜欢这个亚波罗那个讲道的口才他那个学识很丰富，这些人就说我们是属于亚波罗的。
Some of them like the eloquent speaker Apollo, so they said we belong to Apollo.
那还有一些人，可能这些人是从一开始就跟保罗在一起建造教会的人，他们了解保罗，他们说我们是属于保罗的。
Those followed him from way beginning established church. They would say, we follow Apostle Paul.
保罗即使是面对这些好像 很推崇他、很喜欢他的服侍的这些的同工，他也会劝勉他们不要这样讲。
Even though he heard those people claim to belong to him, he asked them not to do so.
他在哥林多教会他说，我不知道别的，我知道只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
He told the church, I know nothing else, but I only know Christ, and he died on the cross for us.
我在这里服侍是为了让人能够认识耶稣基督的名，归向耶稣基督。
I serve here, I want people to know God's name, and to belong to him.
不是让人推崇我保罗这个人。
Not to elevate myself.
他也不是图他建立的教会，他在这里有权柄，他可以自由地做他想要做的事情。
But he's not looking for to elevate his status.
他说，如果这个东西哈，献过偶像的，有一些软弱的弟兄姐妹，不敢吃，也不想吃，别人吃的话会使他跌倒的话，我宁可不吃。
He said, if what we're offering to God, if people think is not good to eat, I will not eat.
他说，我在主的面前，我有这个自由啊，我知道凡物都是洁净的，只要带着感恩的心都可以吃。
I know I have the freedom to eat everything God's cleansed.
偶像不算什么。
Idol is nothing.
那我带着感恩的心，哪怕是这个东西祭过偶像，我可以有清洁的良心在主的面前可以吃的。
I can have a clear heart. I could eat even though the food served to the idol.
这是我的权利。
This is my right.
这是我的自由。
This is my freedom.
但是如果我的自由会影响别的弟兄姐妹信心的成长的话，会让他们跌倒的话，我宁可不吃，我放弃我的权利，放弃我的自由。
If my freedom hinders the other brother and sister's faith, I will not do it.
他说，你看其他的使徒可以娶妻，可以带着妻子到处去宣教，难道我没有这个权柄吗？
He said the other apostles have a wife and bring the wife to everywhere to preach the gospel. Have I not get the right as well?
他说我也有这样的权利，但是我愿意为主的缘故，为了福音的缘故，放下我的自由，放下我的权利。
But for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of God, I give up my right.
他说我在你们当中传福音，难道不可以靠着福音传福音来养生吗？
I preach gospel.Do I not deserve to make a living off this?
他说，连旧约的经文都讲哈，这个牛在谷上踹谷的时候，不要拢住它的这个龙头。
He said, as the cow is working, do not hold his mouth.
连这个牛都有这样，在做事的时候，它可以吃啊这些的这个啊。让他这个身体强壮的，难道服侍主的这些福音的使者，他们不该靠着福音养生吗？
Even the cow has the right to eat while he's working. Have not the apostles have the right?
但是他说，我为了主的缘故啊，为了不让人跌倒，怀疑他做事的动机的缘故，他宁可不收他们的捐款。
But for the sake of God and for the sake not to hinder other people's faith, I will not receive support.
不光保罗自己是这样做的，他也教导他的同工提摩太，他的母亲是犹太人，他的父亲是外邦人。
Not only he does it himself, he also reminded his disciples Timothy to do so.
提摩太信主需要受割礼吗？
Does Timothy need to get circumcised?
不需要。
He does not.
保罗专门写这个加拉太书，就是解释这个问题哈。人信耶稣基督，不要再成为犹太人，行割礼、守律法之后才能够信耶稣基督得永生了。
Now people receive the gospel, they will not follow the Old Testament law to have circumcised.
保罗有这个自由，提摩太也有这个自由，不用经过割礼、经过律法，然后才能够得到。耶稣基督里面的重生的生命。
Paul has this freedom as well as Timothy. They do not have to follow the Old Testament law.
但是当他带着提摩太跟他一起去服侍、去传福音的时候，第一件事情就是让提摩太行割礼。
But as he bring Timothy to with him for a ministry trip, the first thing he asked Timothy to go through Because he knew that Timothy followed him will go into the among the Jewish people to the synagogue.
如果有人知道说提摩太他的母亲是犹太人，他却从小没有行过割礼啊，别人可能就听不进去提摩太所要传的福音。So
when people know Timothy's mother was a Jew, then but he did not follow Jewish tradition, they will not listen to him.
所以这是保罗他自己在做的事情，也是让他的同工一起做的事情，就是放弃自己的权柄，放弃自己的自由，为了让人得到福音的好处。So
this is what Paul did, as well as he asked his co-worker to give up their own right to preach the gospel.
保罗在19节到23节短短的5节经文当中，7次重复说。 我做这一切的事情的目的到底是为什么？是为了得人，而不是为了别的。From
19 to 23 verse, seven times he stated the words "winning people, saving people."
我虽是自由的，无人管辖，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。Though
I'm free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible.
像犹太人，我就做犹太人，为要得犹太人；像律法之下的人，我虽不在律法之下，还是做律法以下的人，为要得律法以下的人。To
the Jews, I become like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I become like one under the law, though myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law.
像没有律法的人，外邦人了，我就做没有律法的人，为要得没有律法的人。
To the people who has no law, that I will do so as to win those.
像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，为要得软弱的人。像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。To
the weak, I become weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might save some.
凡我所行的动机在这里了啊，都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。Here
is his purpose. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share it in its blessings.
保罗做这一切事情，吃了这么多苦，能够忍受，能够持续的去不放弃的去服侍，是为了得到人的灵魂。
He did all this, endure all suffering, is to win people's soul.
都是为了福音的缘故。All
for the sake of gospel.
而且他又加了一句，为要与人同得这福音的好处。He
added, I may share its blessings.
保罗是很知道福音的好处的人。He
knew the blessing of the gospel.
他知道因人因着得到福音而得到那个丰盛的属灵的天上的祝福到底有多丰盛。He
knew how abundant the blessing you can have after you receive the gospel.
他知道这福音本是神的大能，要拯救一切相信的人。He
knew the gospel is God's mighty power to save people.
他知道人一旦听进去福音，一旦得到这个福音的拯救，得到这个好处的时候，天上的各样的一切的属灵的福气，在耶稣基督里面就都是他们的了。He
knew once people understand and receive the gospel, the heavenly blessing will pour down.
所以这句话的意思是说，他不仅要把人带到耶稣基督的面前，而且要让耶稣基督完全的得着这个人。Not
only his purpose is to bring people to God, and also God can completely own the people.
这正是保罗自己人生的经历。当初从前是逼迫教会的，与神为敌的，借着福音，借着耶稣基督亲自的显现，让他整个的人生被翻转过来。
This is his own personal experience. He used to persecute Christians. Through Christ, he entered into his gospel.
到一个地步，他可以放弃一切，放弃他以前的学问，他以前的背景，他一切的社会的关系，宁可被人恨、被人追、被人打、被人逼迫，他也愿意踏上这一条路，来服侍主，来经历主更丰盛的恩典。
to the point he willingly giving up all his right, his reputable status, goes through suffering, and to the point to giving up himself.
保罗做这一切事情，能够忍受这一切，他图的是什么？
He endured all the suffering. What did he gain?
图的就是神的使命，神的旨意在他的身上能够得到成就。
He wanted God's command can manifest through him.
图的就是神要借着他传福音给外邦人，也给犹太人，让听到福音的人可以得到福音和福音的好处。So
God can use him to the Gentiles, to the Jews, to receive gospel, to gain God's blessing.
这是神给每一个跟随他的门徒的应许。
This is the promise that God gave to everyone who followed him.
要得人,
to gain people.
当初他呼召彼得的时候就说，来，来跟从我，来跟从我，我叫你得人如得鱼一样。
When he called out Apostle Peter, he said, come, I'll make you a fisher of men.
彼得有没有做到啊？
Have Peter gained the purpose?
他自己是做不到，但是他只要跟。 他只要跟从耶稣，耶稣使他得人如得鱼一样。He
cannot do it on his own ability. If he followed Christ, Christ enabled him to.
即使是他在十字架下面跌倒了，几十天之后，神可以使用他站在众人面前传福音给几千人，让三千人受洗归主。Although
he failed at the foot of the cross, but God, through the Holy Spirit, enabled him to have the power to preach the gospel.
保罗也是啊，神能使用这样一个从前这样刚硬、这样逼迫教会的这样的一个保罗，竟然能够在小亚细亚、在欧洲啊、在罗马、在各地能够建立起教会，广传福音，得人如得鱼一样。The
same for Paul's life. He was a persecutor of Christians. Through Christ's power, he became apostle to the Asia Minor, Rome, and Europe to establish churches.
那当我读。 这前面这一段的时候，我特别很有感触啊。这个保罗讲说：“我是甘心做众人的仆人。”As
I read this passage, it greatly touched me. As Paul said, he has made himself a slave.
呀，这个英文翻译的很好哈，没有人强迫他，没有人逼着他哈，他是心甘情愿这样去做的。No
one forced him; he was willingly to do so.
他明白基督的爱。
He understood God's love.
明白他在福音里面所得的那个丰盛的恩典和赐福。He
understood the abundant blessing and grace from God.
他明白这一切都是神白白的赐给他。He
understood that God gave to him freely.
他明白他凭着信心可以领受这一切，没有什么可以自夸的哈，唯有夸耶稣并他钉十字架。He
understood that he cannot boast himself with boast Christ died on the cross.
所以他甘心的忍受。So
he willingly suffered.
甘心的放弃自己的权柄。Willingly
giving up his own right.
甘心的这样谦卑的去服侍主，为了得人如得鱼，为了让神的荣耀得到彰显。Willingly
to suffer to become a fisher of man.
他不仅是做了很多的事情，而是心甘情愿的去做这件事情，这是非常难得。Not
only he did all the things, but willingly.
我们都听过这样的几句话，说生命诚可贵，爱情恰更高。若为自由故，二者皆可抛。We
often heard this saying that life is indeed precious, love is of even greater value. It is for freedom, both can be cast aside.
三样东西让他选择。Three
things you choose.
生命、爱情和自由。
Life, love, and freedom.
那这个人呢，愿意选择自由。The
person who choose freedom.
保罗在这三样之上又加上第四样。Paul
add the fourth items to it.
除了生命、爱情、自由，还有一个福音。Love,
life, and freedom.
借着福音去救人。Through
gospel to save people.
借着福音去得为主去得人。Through
gospel to win people.
那在这四样当中，保罗是选择第四样。Out
of the four, Paul chose gospel.
为了福音的缘故，为了得人，为主得人的缘故，他可以把自己的自由放下。
For the sake of gospel and to win people, he gave up his freedom.
他可以放下自己的爱情、家庭的生活。
He gave up love and family.
甚至最后他舍，真的是像主效法主的一样，舍了自己的性命啊，为了完成神交托他的使命，福音使命的缘故，他连生命都舍下。
To the point, in the end, he imitated God, Jesus. He gave up his own life.
他甘心的放弃这一切。
He willingly gave it up.
如果我们不甘心会怎么样
？If we unwillingly, what will happen?
如果一个妈妈听到孩子婴儿在那里哭，晚上不想起来，不甘心去做这件事情会怎样？
If mom heard the baby cry, but she grudgingly didn't want to help.
如果我们做很多的事情，却不甘心的话，会有什么样的表现
？If we do things, but our heart is not obedient, what will happen?
如果我们做了这么多，摆上这么多，却心里不是甘心的为着主、为了福音的缘故的话，就会期待别人的称赞。
If we do things, we labored, but we don't have a willing heart towards God, we anticipate praise.
如果不甘心的话，常常我们做很多的事情也会带来很多的埋怨。
If we're unwillingly, we'll promote like resentment.
如果我们不知道我们这一切都是对向那个主的时候，我们就会带来比较啊，甚至骄傲啊等等各样的反应。
If we are not willingly towards God, then we'll start to compare.
而且这样的服事是不能够坚持到底的。
But this kind of a serving will not last.
保罗说：“我不传福音，我就有祸了。”
Paul said, "I have trouble if I don't preach the gospel."
有一次我跟在国内因为传福音被逼迫的传道人分享这一段话的时候。
One time when I shared this passage with a pastor who was persecuted in China,
他给我加上了一个注解。
He added his own explanations.
他说传福音也有祸，不传福音也有祸，我该怎么办呢？
I have trouble when I preach the gospel. I have trouble when I don't preach gospel. What should I do?
我在这个环境，如果我传福音，别人就会来抓我，就会来逼迫我。我就有祸了。
In such an environment, if I preach the gospel, they will persecute me.
但神借着保罗又告诉我们说，我们不传福音的话，我们在神的面前会有祸的。
Through the teaching of Paul, it said if we don't preach the gospel, we have trouble.
传福音就有地上的祸。
If we preach the gospel, we have trouble on earth.
不传福音在神的面前有祸。
If we don't preach the gospel, we have trouble with God.
我想来想去，我还是宁愿在神的面前没有祸，惹地上的祸，我也在所不辞。
After a profound thinking that I would rather to have trouble on earth than in front of God.
保罗让我们看到，他人生有一个非常明确的目标。
Paul showed that he has a clear goal in his life.
他说：“我忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。”
I forget the past and focus on the front. I run towards the goal.
他人生当中有一个很明确的目标。
He has a clear goal ahead.
我要得着基督在从上面要让我们得的那个奖赏。
To gain the reward from Christ.
我们说要得着基督怎么得？具体怎么得？保罗今天借着这段经文又告诉我们，就是为了通过完成救人的使命。来得到神要让我们得到的，从上面预定让我们得的那个奖赏。
How do we actually gain the reward from Christ? It's to follow Paul's example to preach the gospel.
他这样做就是主耶稣基督那个形象样式在保罗这个具体的人身上的一个彰显嘛。
This is exact example that manifests in Paul's life.
保罗甘心情愿地舍弃自己的自由、自己的权柄、自己吃的这个权柄、这个自由等等，这一切就是效法耶稣的榜样。
Paul willingly giving up his own right, he followed the example of Christ.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同德为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成了人的样式。
Who, being in very nature of God, did not consider, Equality with God, something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant.
他既有人的样式，就自己卑微存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross.
他不仅舍了，不仅谦卑，不仅钉十字架了，而且注意，这里是存心顺服。
He humbled himself.
他是甘心情愿。He was willingly. 他明白天父的心肠，明白天父的旨意，就像保罗体贴主耶稣基督的心肠，主耶稣基督的旨意，甘心情愿地摆上自己。
Jesus know the Father's heart and his will as Paul know Jesus' heart and will.
好，我们明白保罗的目标了，我们又看一下保罗是怎么尽心竭力的，竭力地完成神给他的交托的使命。
Now we know Paul's goal. Now let's look at it, how he make effort, every effort to achieve it.
那我们打开这个保罗的书信，我们常常会看到，有的时候保罗鼓励我们要行走，有的时候鼓励我们要奔跑。As
we open the letters from Paul, we see that sometimes he wants us to walk, sometimes he wants us to run.
什么时候走呢？是指着我们基督徒的一种正常的一种的生命生活的方式。你只要在基督里成了新造的人，重生了以后，你有一个行走的。 样式
When do we walk? Walk is actually describe a continual steady way of lifestyle.
他在以弗所书里面讲了很多，比如说他讲说我们要在爱中行走行事。
In Ephesians, he often said to walk in love.
爱是我们这个基督徒的一个很重要的标记，所以你重生以后就要凭着爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己。 当作馨香的供物和祭物献给神。Love
is a sign of born again. Here Ephesians 5:2 says, "And walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us, gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God."
而且鼓励我们要在光中行走。And
he also encouraged us to walk in the light.
这个世界是一个黑暗的、暗昧的，但是我们不能像他这样。我们既然重生，有基督的光在我们里面，我们要在做世上做光。This
world is in darkness, but we should be the light for this world.
从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的。行事为人，就当像光明的子女。For
you were once darkness, but now you are light in the world. Live as the children of light.
不仅在爱中，在光中行走，我们还要在智慧当中行走。Not
only walk in light, in the love, but also walk in wisdom.
我们不要做愚昧人，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。But
be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise.
保罗在写这个加拉太书的时候，还提醒我们要顺着圣灵而行。
Also in the book of Galatians, he said we should walk, follow the lead of the Holy Spirit.
神已经把这样一个宝贵的宝会师放在我们的身边，天天跟着我们，天天提醒我们，天天你只要花时间去听圣灵的话，圣灵的提醒，你就能够知道怎么去顺着圣灵去行。And
he gave us a helper daily that if we follow the lead of the Holy Spirit, we know how to do it.
所以这是我们基督徒的所谓正常的基督徒的状态。
This is the normal condition of our Christian life.
所以，与主同行，顺着圣灵而行，描述的是我们基督徒日复一日的一种生活的节奏。To
walk with God is our daily rhythm.
他强调的是说有一个明确的一个方向，在每一天的生活当中来，让神来更新我们的品格，建立我们好的生活的习惯。
He told us to we have a goal. We ask the Holy Spirit to renew us and change our characters.
而且注意，我们生命要不断的在主里面被更新，我们要变化，而不是偶尔经历一次属灵的经历。Our
daily life should be daily transformed life, not occasionally.
新人在圣灵、在主耶稣基督里面行走而行，是讲到说我们这个重生的新人的新的生活方式。The
new life in us is the lifestyle that we have after we become a Christian.
就像是 每一个人每天走路一样啊，在主里面行事为人行走，是反映出我们重生以后，我们这个人的新的品质。
As the way you walk, how you live, is our character revealed in our daily activities.
但是奔跑不一样啊，保罗又用很多的经文提醒我们要奔跑，要跑，要奔前面的路程。
But run is different. In many scriptures, he mentioned that we need to run after the goal.
这个奔跑跑步啊，race 啊，这是有一个方向，
When you in a race, you have a goal.
是有一个明确的目标。今天晚上是 Super Bowl 哈，他们有一个明确的方向，两个队儿打在一起，谁要得 Super Bowl 哈，这是他们明确的目标的。
As this afternoon's Super Bowl, they have a goal. They want to win the Super Bowl.
这是有个强烈的竞争的关系，大家都在跑啊，最后要得奖赏的哦。
It's competitive in nature.
然后它带来一种的紧迫感，
And also has urgency.
不是你慢慢走哈，闲庭信步你就可以得到那个最终的冠冕和奖赏的哈。奔跑是要抓紧时间的。
Not just walk slowly. When you run, it's time conscious.
所以保罗讲到奔跑的时候，常常是讲到完成他的福音的使命的时候。
When he talk about run, he talk about to accomplish his mission.
他对加拉太人讲说：“恐怕我现在或是从前突然奔跑了。
”He said to the Galatians, "I wanted to be sure I was not running and had not been running my race in
保
vain."
罗在小亚细亚、加勒泰那个地方到处去奔跑，去传福音，去建立教会。他生怕他所奔跑、他所努力得到的这个果子被人偷去。
He was super busy doing his ministry trip in Asian minors. He
保
does not want people to steal the fruit.
保罗在前面拼命的传福音、建立教会，结果有一帮这个假使徒跟在他后面。他走在哪里，他就跑，这些假使徒就跑在哪里，传另外一种更改过的福音。
While he was running for the gospel, there is some false prophet followed behind him.
所以保罗很迫切的哈。把他建立起来的教会，他重新写了这个加勒泰书，写给他们说，啊，你们要在真理上面要站立得住哦，不要被别人骗哦，不要被人哄骗，去跟随其他假的福音哈，免得我前面奔跑的那个果子被偷走了。
So he wrote this letter to Galatians with such urgency that you must stand fast to the truth of gospel.
所以保罗在提到这个完成福音使命，而且讲到说见主面的时候。见主面的时候，我这一路上在奔跑，奔跑一个方向，见主面，向主交账哦。
So when he said, "I run towards the goal that because I have to hold accountable in the end."
他说叫我在基督的日子见主面的时候，哈，好夸我没有空跑，也没有突然。
As you hold firmly to the word of life, and I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain.
传福音的事情，宣教的事情。是等不得的，
You cannot wait for the mission.
因为是在那个地狱的门口，在拯救要下地狱的灵魂的工作。
Because we're saving people at the gate of hell.
王一牧师有一句名言，他说：“跪着祷告，站着讲道，跑步去宣教。”
There's a famous saying from Pastor Wang Yi: "Is kneel down to pray and stand to preach the gospel, but run to save the soul."
讲这样话的人是明白福音的人，
People who speak such words truly understand the meaning of gospel.
他也是明白这个世界的危险的人。
He also understand the danger of this world.
更重要的是，他明白天父的心肠。
Most importantly, he understood the Father's heart.
完成福音使命要奔跑，要向主交账的时候要一路的奔跑，而且要得着基督的时候。不是闲庭信步啊，是奔跑着要得，要达到那个标杆。
Not to accomplish the mission is not leisurely walk, it's to run to gain Christ.
这个我们已经讲过了哈，向着标杆直跑，那个终极的那个目标，终极的那个奖赏，不是别的，就是耶稣基督自己啊。
As we mentioned, the final goal is Christ Himself.
而且最后啊，在完成神交托他的事情上，不能够拖延， 不能够找任何的借口去单言，而是奔跑着完成这个使命。
As in the end, do not tardy, do not be lazy or find an excuse, but to accomplish the goal.
这样到最后哈，保罗他可以很坦然的对主、对世界来宣告哈，啊，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了。所信的道我已经守住。
Therefore, as Paul says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
弟兄姐妹，神呼召我们不只是站在那里。
So, brother, sister, God did not call us to stand still.
他呼召我们每天要动起来，要行走，要与主同行，要在圣灵当中顺着圣灵而行。
He called us to take action daily, follow the lead of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，神呼召我们在完成使命的时候，他没有呼召我们去慢慢的去做。
When he called us to accomplish the mission, he didn't ask us to do it slowly.
他呼召我们在生活当中稳定的与主同行，在完成使命的事情上要竭力的去奔跑。
He asked us to live a steady Christian life, but to accomplish the mission, we have to run.
我们行走与主同行，是为了让我们更像主的样式。
We walk with God as we wanted to be more like Him.
奔跑是要让我们活的是为了主，清楚地完成主的使命的目标。
When we run, we wanted to run towards God to accomplish His goal.
但愿我们都能够在保罗的身上啊，看到这样一个。好的样式，也学习与主同行，为了主去奔跑。
I wish you all follow the example of Paul to walk with Christ daily and to run towards the goal.
行走是每一天的啊，神的话也是我们脚前的灯，奔跑是一生的，是神的话是我们路上的光。
To walk is use God's word as the daily light in front of our feet. To run.Is to accomplish His mission lifetime.
行走是讲我们每天为主而活，我们每天知道我们自己是谁。
To walk is we know who we live for every day.
奔跑是为了说我这一生到底是为什么而活，为谁而活。
To run is we know that why we live, who we live for.
那讲到这里呢，保罗给了我们每一个人一个警告。
I will hear Paul give us everybody a warning.
最后一句，他说：“我是攻克己身，叫神服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。”
The last sentence he said, "No, I strive a blow to myself, make it my slave, so that after I have preached the gospel, I myself may not be disqualified for the prize."
对，这里这个英文这个 disqualify 给我们一个很大的一个提醒哈，他不是在讲救恩的事情，不是说保罗不确定他最后能不能得救哈，被主弃绝了，不是这个意思。
Here the warning of disqualified is not losing the salvation.
不是失去救恩，而是失去赛跑的资格。
Not lose the salvation, but lose the race.
他是不是还能够再跑？
If he qualified to qualify for the race.
我们知道哈，在这个比赛足球比赛的时候，有的时候会给人警告哈，是用黄牌。
In the football, the referee showed the yellow card means warning.
犯规了啊，黄牌警告。
Yellow is to warning you disobey the rule.
但是红牌就要被罚下场了。
If there is a red card, you will be sending off the field.
保罗很珍惜他服事的机会。
Paul take it to heart. He treasured the opportunity to serve.
他很珍惜能够为主去摆上，能够去传福音、建立教会。他不希望被 disqualified， 不希望被罚下场，是这个意思。
He treasured the be able to run the race for Christ.
那你说教会里有这样的事情吗？
Do we have this kind of situation in our church?
大家记得哥林多前书第五章吗？
Remember Galatians, First Galatians 5?
那个犯罪不肯悔改的人。
The people who sin will not repent.
这个保罗一再的提醒教会，你们不能视而不见呢。
The Paul continually remind them, you cannot take it lightly.
要去带着基督的爱去 confront 啊，要对他讲明， 不能够这样去犯罪。
You need to confront the sin with the love of Christ.
否则他会失去资格。
Or he'll lose the position.
大家还记得保罗在哥林多前书第十一章讲到圣餐的时候。
As we remember, Paul talked about 1 Corinthians 11, talk about communion.
提醒每一个守圣餐的人之前要好好的省察自己。
Before you partake the communion, you examine yourself.
不可随便。
Don't take it lightly.
如果没有省察自己，没有认清自己的罪，就轻易去守着圣餐的时候，就会带来一些的后果。
If you did not examine yourself, examine your sin, there will be consequences.
一边在犯罪，一边还来守圣餐。
While you sin and you partake the communion.
一边明显已经被提醒了，却仍不悔改，然后还要来守圣餐。
After you being reminded, you did not repent, continue partake the communion.
保罗说：“你们当中软弱的不少，死的也不少。”
He said, "Many of among you are weak, are some of dead."
那就是神的一种很强烈的方式来去 discipline 啊，去管教属于他的儿女。
God has a strong discipline for His children.
所以这是对我们每一个基督徒，每一个特别是参与服事的弟兄姐妹的一个提醒。
This is a reminder for all of us who serve.
保罗有一种很健康的敬畏之心。
Paul has this very healthy reverence.
他竭力的奔跑，竭力的传福音，但同时他要小心，不要因为犯罪，不要因为得罪神，不要因为自己的疏忽而被 disqualified.
He continued with urgency run for God's work, but he's also same time be very careful not to sin.
他愿意持续的奔跑，直到见主面的日子，而不是因为自己的犯罪软弱跌倒，硬着心不悔改而缩短了他这种为主奔跑的旅程。
He run the race, but he does not want his weakness and his sin to shorten his journey.
好，这一段我们看到保罗的美好的样式啊。
As we see the great example,
他为了福音的缘故，为了得人的缘故，可以甘心的放下自己的权利。
For the sake of gospel, for own the people, he gave up his right.
情愿做众人的仆人。
Willingly become servant to all.
节制自己啊，过一个像运动员一样的一个有节制的生活。
He live a disciplined life like an athlete.
为了完成主给他的托付，忠心向主，得人如得鱼一样。
To accomplish what God has asked him to do.
保罗为了福音吃了很多的苦，为什么他能够依然忠心持守？去服侍主呢？
He endured many sufferings, but he held on to the end.
因为他尝过福音的好处，他也想让人与他同得这福音的好处。
Because he has tasted the greatness of God's gospel, and he wants to share it.
他的眼光不是在地上人的称赞、地上的奖赏，而是定睛在天上，期望从那里得到不朽坏的冠冕。
Because his eye is not on the earth and other people's praise, but he focuses on God's heavenly reward.
因为他认识呼召他的这位主，他明白主耶稣基督的爱已经完全的赐给了他，他领受了这个爱，被这个爱所激励，去忠心的回应上帝给他的呼召和托付。
Because he knows the God who called him, he has tasted his mercy and grace, and he's faithfully.Followed his command.
我们同心祷告哈，盼望神差派一位合他心意的传道人来到我们当中。
So we will pray unitedly that God will send His faithful servants to come among us.
不是图钱，不是图名
，not for faith or fame，
不是图他自己的权柄
，not for His own status，
只是为了福音的缘故
，but for the sake of gospel。
也求神预备马里兰福音教会我们众弟兄姐妹的心。
We also ask God to prepare all brothers and sisters' heart in Maryland Gospel Church.
预备好我们自己哈，跟他同心合意，一起来兴旺福音。
And to prepare ourselves to join with God to preach the gospel.
效法保罗的榜样。
Follow the example of Paul.
让我们每一个人都带着这样的盼望。 去奔跑我们自己神摆在我们面前的那个旅程。
So we followed his example to focus on God's goal to run our own race.
让我们一起来唱这首回应的诗歌。
Let's sing this responding song.
主，我愿意为你而去。
Lord, I am willing.